I'm having you do this exercise for a few reasons. First, it's a way for you to begin to be aware in your body of the sensations that occurred during different states of feeling. Secondly, it starts to get you acquainted with the different kinds of sensations and feelings that come up in situations of conflict, expectancy, frustration, and surprise. In some ways, the experience of surprise is not all that different from the experience of fear. That is to say, in both cases, our nervous systems are activated. In the case of a good surprise, something gets stored in the body, something that makes you feel better about who you are and how you feel about yourself. In trauma, the sensations get stuck in one place. So through contact with body sensations, we can begin to move out of this fixity, which is trauma, and back into flow, a fluid experience of ourselves again. And this transformation is ultimately what frees us from the binds of trauma. I'm going to now guide you through a series of images, a series of pictures, and your job is to become aware of the sensations, the feelings, any images or thoughts that occur inside of you as I lead you through the exercise. Once again, find yourself a comfortable place to sit, a chair or some cushions, whichever is most relaxing and most comfortable for you. And again, notice how the chair or the pillow supports your body, and just feel how much you can settle into the chair or the pillow. Notice your breathing and overall sensations in your body. Notice any feelings and what's going on in your mind. Okay. Imagine that today is your birthday, and even though this should be a special day for you, you're sitting at home feeling lonely. You don't want to be alone. So you decide at least to go to the movies. You start getting ready, and then you have a dreadful sinking feeling as you reach for your wallet and realize that it's missing. Take time to notice the following. What emotions, sensations, images, and thoughts are you having at this moment in your body and in your mind? Just take some time to notice. When and if you felt dread, where in your body did you feel it? What does it feel like? Common places for sensations like dread could be in the solar plexus, in the chest, or in the throat. Did you feel a tightening or a sinking sensation? Or perhaps a queasiness, like butterflies? Did you notice any temperature change in your hands? Did they feel sweaty or cold? Is there any place you feel steady or wobbly? And also notice how these sensations change with time as you attend to them. Does the intensity increase or decrease? Does it tighten or does it loosen? All right, so getting back to the scenario. So you have the thought, maybe I put my wallet down in the other room. So now imagine that you go in and look there and you check out other places that you might have put it. You can't find it and you begin to get a little frantic. Now again, focus your attention now inward and notice your bodily sensations, your feelings, pictures, and thoughts. All right, so now you slow down a little bit and your thoughts get a little bit more clear and you start methodically to hunt for where you might have put your wallet. Is it in the drawer? When I came in, maybe I put it on the table and then maybe I went to the bathroom. Oh, okay. Well, it could be in the bathroom. However, as you are looking around, you're interrupted by the ring of the telephone. You pick up the receiver, and it's a friend of yours who tells you that you left your wallet at her house. Oh, you take a sigh of relief. Feel that. Feel that in your body. And then notice how you smile at your previous state of frantic mind. Your friend tells you, though, that she's leaving shortly, but she'll wait if you come right away. You walk briskly to her house. Now feel that in your legs. Feel in your body what it's like to walk briskly towards her house, knowing that she has your wallet and you need your wallet to do what you want to do. You knock on the door, but there's no answer. You knock a second time. Ha, still no answer. You think, I must have missed her, and you begin to feel a little irritated. I mean, she said that she would wait for you if you came over right away. So where do you feel that sensation of irritability? What does it feel like? What thoughts are going on in your mind? Take your time and notice the range of the sensations as you did before, and notice how you experience the irritability in your body and in your mind. Now, from the back of the house, you hear your friend's muffled voice call out. She's telling you to come in. Ah, I guess she didn't hear me at the door. You walk down the hall, and the hallway is really dark. You slowly find your way in the dark. Now notice how it feels to fumble down the hall, how your body feels as you're moving through the darkness. It's really dark, and you call again to your friend, but you're interrupted by a chorus of voices yelling, "Of course." What are you feeling in your body and mind as you realize this is a surprise party for you and they took your wallet to just lead you here, that's what your friends did for you? Feel it in your body. Feel it in your belly, in your heart, in your hands. And again, notice what thoughts or pictures are in your mind.